Well, you have to look at it, first of all, in that we really have an antiquated tax system. We have all of our eggs in very few baskets. Just an example, every contiguous state taxes service, every one of them. Now, the governor in her state of the state called for taxing everything, every single service. That freaked people out. That was a step too far. But to have the conversation on some things that might have been, what do all of our contiguous states tax, maybe the top five? Maybe that wouldn't have been a ridiculous thing to look at. So the point being, there's a medium ground there. So we, number one, we've got to look at tax credits. Have we been too generous in some areas of tax credits? And I think we have. But on others, I think we're seeing fantastic return on investment. And I'll give you an example as the aerospace tax credit. When we employed those, we exponentially grew aerospace jobs, things like the growth of Nordam. Boeing closed a plant in Wichita, Kansas, moved those 300 jobs here in addition to hiring more people. We have kids now that we're identifying in junior high that are going to a STEM path, either to career tech or to college for engineering, high-paying jobs, either path that they take, around our BRAC facilities at Fort Sill and everywhere. You see the growth. So this is a true example of a return on investment that's high for a tax credit. Now, some people would say that what we did with wind was overly generous. From the very beginning. This happened way before I was in the legislature. Former Governor Frank Keating has come out now and says he regrets that he ever signed the bill. And I appreciate anyone that can look at the facts and say this may not have been a good decision. At the time, they were telling him it would never be more than $2 million a year that we would pay out in tax credits to wind companies. Now it's in the billions. Billions. And we are not only on the line for paying them this year, it's 10 years down the road for every project. So the speaker pulled a bill into the A&B committee this week, left title on, which means it's a loaded round to go to the Senate, that said these tax credits are supposed to end in 2020. We're going to end them July of 17. Now, that means if you have the new projects up and spinning in July of 17, you get to enroll in the tax credit because in good faith you came and signed contracts and agreed to invest in Oklahoma. And there's been a lot of good things about wind. We do need to look at green energy. It's been very helpful for rural agriculturalists that have a hard time making a living, those lease payments. The ad valorem taxation in western Oklahoma has been huge. But overall, was the return on investment worth what that was? So to rein that in, I don't think is unreasonable because we still have to make those payouts for 10 years. So remember, this doesn't help me with this year's budget. It'll help me in years 11, 12, and 13 if we do that. But it's still the right thing to do. At the Capitol, we tend to kick things down the road to the next legislature. This legislature, this speaker are saying we're not going to do that anymore. And I really appreciate it. We also have to look at a lot of other things, you know, our system of taxation. Should we be taxing more? Other services, things like that, but lowering taxes. So, for instance, if say that you did tax things from in service areas, maybe you could get rid of the tax on groceries. That's something a lot of Oklahomans don't like, that disproportionately hurts the low income. But all of those are major restructure ideas. So that would have to be where you get the will of the caucus involved on the House side, the Senate side. So I think they want to see us make cuts still. I think in certain areas, targeted cuts, are there still some areas that maybe we shouldn't be in the business of? I think they want to see us still using streamlining and efficiencies, and we are. But remember, 85% of our agencies have been cut an average of 40% in the last 10 years. So now we're getting down to bare bones on a lot of those.